It is time again for the producer's blog, Mr. Stone. How you doing today?
I am doing well, and I think it is a good choice that you made for the intro music. I think that's the keeper. Let's go with that.
That's the new official producer's blog music.
That's right, the PB music.
All right, well, today on the producer's blog, I thought we would discuss a question that comes up quite a bit when I'm talking to people about what we do here. And it's the listenership question. Do you ever get that?
Yeah. Like, what's your listenership? Who's listening?
What I tell people is people like you are listening. If you like you, then other people like you are listening.
So, but what do you think is driving that question? They're wanting to get their message out to, I guess, as many people as they can. So they're thinking, I want to get on the rooftops and shout out my message and get it to as many people as I can. I guess that's why they're asking, right?
Right. I think they're torn because on one hand, they would like it to go out to a ton of people, lots and lots of people.
Right.
And that would kind of validate that it's worth their time to be part of this.
Right.
But on the other hand, I think they would also like it to go out to the people that could buy their stuff. If we were blasting this out to India and we can say millions and billions of people are listening,
right,
but none of them are going to buy your stuff, I don't know if they'd be too pleased with that answer as well.
Well, hold on, though. Don't let go of that, because that could be our easy out on this thing, because we're not conventional radio and we don't have a footprint of, you know, middle Georgia. I mean, we have a global footprint. Maybe that's an easy out. Look, I don't know where there are like 6 billion computers. Maybe
right.
That's the answer.
Yeah, it's the reach question. Is it, what's the reach of our show? The
right.
Which is
world
everybody
universe.
With
right?
Everybody with an internet connection.
I like that. Maybe that's our answer. Or do you already say that and then they like push further and say, yeah, but who?
But who? It's and the who question really is hard to answer, because the who varies dramatically from show to show and from guest to guest, because what we do is not a mass media. This is not a mass media. This is a very targeted.
But that's very counterintuitive, though. You think, okay, worldwide footprint, it's a mass media. But it's funny, though, it's really much more of a targeted niche media, isn't it?
Right. I would like to think that people just come on to Business Radio X and just leave it on all day. And
You don't think that's happening?
Maybe your mom does. I don't know if other people do. But what happens is, you know, one minute we're doing the Ujiria show that's after senior service people. And then the next hour, there's a CFO show, and then a show about inventors and professional services and startups. I don't think the same guy listens to all those shows.
No, I'm sure you're right. Seems like there should be some sort of formula or something where you could assign a weight or a value to the listener. So if you've got a listener that tunes in every Tuesday at 10 o'clock to listen to that show, that's one kind of listener. If you've got the listener that goes on the internet and says, you know what, I want to get some content about senior issues, and then they, because this is such a great platform to juice up your SEO, then they find Ujiria,
right,
and then they go listen to it. That's a different level of listener. I mean, what do you think about that idea?
No, I agree wholeheartedly, is that person that's interested in senior services is going to search out and find that show. And that's who the people who host that show want to be listening.
Right.
Those people don't care if CFOs listen.
Right.
But our host of the CFO share cares about the CFO that listens and doesn't care about the senior guy, service
right.
person.
Well, and then there's the listeners. We see it happen day in, day out around here. There's the dynamics that are happening in the studio. You have this great in-depth conversation. You're learning about people. You're learning about their business. I mean, is that a listener? I mean, right?
That's a listener, too.
That's like a big time. That is the ultimate listener, right?
Right. I mean, that should be, in my mind, that listener has more value. A person that you're spending an hour with listening to their story and them listening to your story is a more engaged listener than a person that has ears, you know?
Right.
Any person with ears is a listener, and the person that's sitting across from you for an hour is a listener. I wouldn't give them the same weight.
Right. So this is all very intellectually stimulating, but how somebody says, if you're...
We still haven't answered the question.
Yeah. So if you're talking to someone about hosting their own show and they say, so what's your listenership? All right, well, let's do some real math. Let's get real for a minute. A typical weekly show, people will have I don't know, what, like average of three, sometimes as many as five people in a week. But let's just say average of three people in their show a week, right? So let's call it 50 weeks. We'll give them a two-week vacation, right? Or do you have to earn a two-week vacation around here?
You got to earn it.
All right, so what, 150. So in real numbers for that sort of high-quality...
Highly targeted
new business relationship, i.e. that mega listener.
Right.
That number, someone asked you, what's a listenership? I mean, can you just say 150? But you'd have to explain it, I guess.
I think you have to explain it. 150 in-depth listeners, right? That's one level of listenership. You got them for an hour. They listen, you know, for sure. 100 people listen.
They're active, engaged. They're not passive, just letting it wash over them while they drive to work.
So you got 100 of those or 150 of those in one side. So that's a pile of listeners you got in your pocket.
Right.
And then you have the casual, more passive listener that maybe is listening at work or downloaded the podcast and is listening.
Discount that whole geometric. This is going to sound like a multi-level marketing pitch. You know, you tell three people and they tell three, but there's something to that, right? Because everyone who comes through here, they have their own little community, their own fan base. And some of them do have moms that they're going to listen.
Sure.
And that gets, so there is that there. Let's don't totally just poo-poo that listenership too. I just think it's gravy though. That's not the main core.
I think that we're really only keeping track of the engaged listener.
Right.
The actively engaged listener.
The AEL.
And then I think the other media are keeping track of the other ones, the passive, not engaged listener. And they're bragging about that till like it's nobody's business. We don't even count those people.
Right. Because we're, what, does that make us better? Or
of
just
course.
Cool.
We're just different. But yeah, so that's how I think, I mean, that's the best way to describe it. And also, I think listenership in our business is different in that we have the live radio broadcast and that gets some listeners, but the vast, vast majority of our listeners happen after the fact. And then that number keeps growing. That number gets bigger every single day.
Yeah, it never gets smaller.
Right. It's never, and it's not like a terrestrial radio where you're on a show and then number is that number of people, period, the end, and it's perishable. That content is perishable. Ours lives forever on the internet. So our number keeps getting bigger. Theirs stays the same. And in fact, it probably diminishes in value every minute past the time that it aired because that's time they're forgetting about you or can forget about you.
Well, that makes sense. So if I'm a host, I've got my own show or I'm considering getting my own show and I'm asking this question, I think with this sort of conversation, I can get my arms around that. But now I'm a host and I'm going out to the community and I want to recruit the most interesting guest that I can. I wonder, I'm occasionally getting that same question from prospective guests, yeah?
Yeah, and the way that I answer this, and you know, I have to go through the same gyration of the podcast and the download, and it gets bigger. But I feel confident that you can say that hundreds of people for sure are going to listen. It could be thousands. How big is your audience? Because if I have Dr. Phil on the show, that I'm going to get a lot of listeners.
Well, and that happens sometimes. You know, we had Ken Blanchard on one of these shows. The network probably almost broke down.
Right. So
right?
That's going to attract
a lot of
listeners.
That's a very different number, right?
Now, if I have, you know, so there's the Dr. Phil from Oprah. He comes on the show, and that's a lot of listeners. I have Dr. Phil from Alpharetta, who has a dentist office. It may not be. They're both Dr. Phil.
Right.
But it may not be as many listeners as the Oprah Dr. Phil.
It's back to that pool of mom plus one.
Exactly. So I don't know how
So
many...
a lot of it is on them. And what are they going to do before the show and after the show, right?
Right. Before, during, and after. Are they, before the show, are they telling everybody to listen in? Are they, during the show, are they tweeting, hey, listen in? After the show, when they have the link, are they sharing it with their people? I mean, that could impact listenership by 100 times.
Well, and here's my thing, and you tell me if this is too surly, but I've had the presence of mind and the social tact not to actually blurt this out, but I have thought on occasion when a guest asks that question or a prospective guest, I'm thinking in my mind, why is Fox News wanting to have you on that same day at that same time? What am I competing with here?
Right, exactly.
You know, what if the answer really is 8 or 10 people? Are you weighing that against going on with Katie Couric or something? You're trying to make a decision. Look, go on Katie's show and we'll do mine next week.
Right. And the thing is, they'll have this content forever.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a question we get asked a lot.
Well, and we got to address it.
Right.
But it's, yeah. It's one I would like to get answered and then move on,
in,
right?
In a way that everybody's happy with the answer. I know that I'm okay not knowing exactly how many people are going to listen to a given show.
Right.
But I think that...
Oh, I wonder who's listening right now.
Well, that's the thing. How many people
Hi,
are listening
Mom.
Right now? And then how many people, once we post this, how many people are going to be listening over time?
Right.
It's going to be... We know that's going to be a lot more.
So I wonder if we could put some kind of little gizmo when people click on this that says, you are listening. Right. You like that you right. are here yeah, button? That's always so helpful in the
right.
hall.
Exactly.
I'm ready to host my own show, and I am happy to be a guest on your
show. On any show.
Yeah.
Any show.
I'm sold.
All right.